I mentioned at the top of the programme that this is breaking this lunchtime. The Ryanair chief executive, Michael O'Leary, has told workers in a video that the airline needs 1,500 fewer pilots and cabin crew than originally envisaged amid a slump in earnings. Let's go to Simon Calder, who's a travel editor with the London Independent. This is new. We hadn't heard this before, Simon. Just take us through what Michael O'Leary is saying this lunchtime.
Well, basically, that the rate of expansion that the airline has planned is simply not going to be achievable. Of course, there's always, as you and I have discussed in the past, there's always an external factor which is responsible for it. In this case, it seems to be that the late deliveries of the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft, of course, grounded after a couple of tragedies which killed a total of 346 people. Those aircraft were due to be flying from May this year. At the very most, they expect to have perhaps 20 flying by summer next year. That means that the overall rate of expansion of the airline is declining, which means that all the plans they've got for staffing are need to be scaled back.
But it's not just plans, is it? It's current staffing. But because according to what I'm looking at here from Bloomberg, he has said that the airline has currently an excess of 500 pilots and 400 flight attendants right now.
Sure, yes, and that's quite surprising. I mean, particularly for anybody who's working for Ryanair in what is its busiest ever summer. And they, you know, clearly Ryanair has already, as we talked about earlier this week when the third quarter results came out, the earnings are not as good as they were, and it's a difficult market. But certainly to say we've got too many people right now is very surprising. I mean, the whole operation, which is very susceptible, of course, to air traffic control delays and so on, needs lots of spare staff. And it's almost as though, well, I can't quite tell whether he's referring to people who are sitting around at Dublin HQ and at various other places on standby for when things undoubtedly unravel, or whether he means actually we've got people, we're paying people to stay at home. Again, worrying times for anybody working for Ryanair, and the manner of communicating it was also very unusual.
Okay, so we know that video was seen by staff, and that Ryanair has confirmed the video's authenticity but declined to comment further. We might bring you more on that if we get it later in the programme. But I want to ask you, Simon, as well about another story. I know you've been covering it today. British Airways went to court to try and stop pilots from taking strike action. They failed in that bid, so trouble on that horizon too.
Well, yes, and I've been at the High Appeal Court in London. I'm actually just opposite it now for a day and a half, listening to some very, very tedious legal arguments. BA trying to say that the strike ballot was flawed. The judges rejected that, and the vote by pilots was overwhelming, 93% in favour of a strike. However, very interestingly, the end of that, British Airways said, basically, right, we're very sorry for the disruption Balfour's strike action will cause our customer. But at the same time, the union boss was telling me, we really don't want to strike. We're going back to talks this afternoon. So anybody who is perhaps flying through London Heathrow on their way to somewhere else or has any kind of BA booking, my calculation is that there is not going to be any strike action beginning until the earliest, the third week of August, but it's still very uncertain. 2.5 days of talks coming up. Hopefully there will be a resolution, but certainly at the moment, BA seems more kind of aggressive in this than the pilots' union, which is very unusual.
Simon Calder, thank you for joining us with that. Simon is a travel editor with the London Independent.